The state's gaming industry regulators suggested Springfield apply the brakes on a casino selection process that could outrace the state's due diligence for evaluating the fitness of potential casino operators. City officials strongly defended the process they've outlined for evaluating as many as 4 different casino proposals and coming up with finalists by the end of the year. During a public meeting in Springfield Tuesday, Gaming Commissioner James McHugh said the city and the commission need to get on the same timetable.
So I'd welcome hearing from you as to why it isn't possible to hold off on the execution of an agreement and or the vote.
Springfield's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy, pushed back on suggestions the city put its casino selection process on the back burner.
Time is really of the essence with us.
Springfield officials, following a plan proposed by the city's casino consultant, want to evaluate casino proposals on a number of criteria, including jobs that would be created and potential economic spin-off. The city would then pick 1 or more developers to negotiate the terms for building a casino. The final proposals, in the form of a host community agreement, would be presented to the City Council for ratification and then be subject to a binding voter referendum in the spring. Commissioners said if the city follows that timetable, it could potentially result in the city finalizing a deal with a casino operator before the commission determines if the operator even qualifies for a license in Massachusetts. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city does not want to miss out on an economic development opportunity worth potentially $1 billion, given last year's natural disasters that destroyed large sections of the city.
To the tornado-ravaged citizens of the city of Springfield, they're going to sit back and look at those derelict, decaying buildings until some movement is made by the Gaming Commission. If subsequent, that's what I'm being, let me say this with all respect, Commissioner McHugh. That's what a mayor on the street has to face. I just can't say, wait.
Springfield officials last week agreed to hold the start of the casino competition at the request of the Gaming Commission. Chairman Stephen Crosby scheduled Tuesday's meeting in Springfield, which he called a fact-finding session. The meeting was held in an auditorium at Springfield Technical Community College. Springfield officials also defended the hiring of a consultant that is a registered lobbyist in Illinois for 2 of the casino operators expected to compete in Springfield. The city's lawyer, Ed Pakula, told the commission there is no conflict of interest because the consultant has issued a full disclosure as required by law. But Chairman Crosby said it may be a case where, as he put it, reasonable people disagree.
All of us need to go out of our way to be extraordinarily sensitive to what could possibly be construed as the opportunity for or the potential for something other than total objectivity and the merits in this process.
Springfield's casino consultant, the Chicago-based law firm Shefsky and Froelich, has asked for an opinion from the State Ethics Commission. Representatives of the firm told the Gaming Commission it would make the Ethics Commission opinion public. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.